canoes finished their week-long journey this afternoon to Juneau. The landing is the unofficial beginning of celebration. The festival, held every 2 years, is a days-long honoring of Southeast Alaska Native culture. KTOO's Trip Krause watched as the canoes were welcomed by hundreds gathered at the Douglas Boat Harbor.
We're at the Douglas Boat Harbor, anticipating the arrival of the One People Canoe Society.
Hi, I'm Craig Jackson from Ketchikan, Alaska. My grandpa does this every year. He's a veteran in Vietnam, and it's actually crazy because he posted a picture this morning, and he says, 60 years later, I'm still in a canoe, because he actually has a picture of him in a canoe looking for mines in Vietnam.
The group of canoes have traveled from Ketchikan, Sitka, Cake, Angoon, Hoonah, Yakutat, and even Canada. They'll finish their week-long journey with the landing, the unofficial beginning of celebration. The festival, held every 2 years, is a days-long festival of Southeast Alaska Native culture. Clan leaders will give permission for the canoes to land and then welcome those arriving by water at the boat ramp.
My name is Chukunkikla. I'm from the Eagles. Long ago, when the canoes were coming onto the land, they came with their oars and chanted. And the chief leaders came to the shore, and when they got to the shore close, their oars went up, and the chiefs at the shore said, Yekeha Yugudi, welcome. Laki Kaselik, let's dance on the land.
Celebration has happened every other year since 1982. This year's theme is Respect, Weigh Your Words. About 5,000 participants and 2,000 dancers will take part in celebration this year. In Douglas, I'm Trip J. Krause.